You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
We have broken up the dynamic duo once again because they're both so damn busy and in demand. So Jeff Goodman, I talked to him earlier. You can certainly check out our conversation right here at CLNS.com. And now Bob Ryan is going to be joining us. So, I mean, there's going to be a rumor that these two are feuding. They're not feuding. This is not a breakup here, folks. This is not Martin Lewis.
Breaking up is hard to do anyway. You know that.
Yeah. What's that?
Breaking up is hard to do. You know
it,
that.
It is very.
I mean, Issa told us that twice now for hits. So, anyway, now where were we?
Quick sidebar. Mohegan Sun, Neil Sedaka is in the elevator with me, and I the worst hairpiece ever, and I had no idea how short he was. Moving on.
All right.
So this is brought to you by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Snapping to action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. Okay, let's get to it. We talked about this with Jeff a little bit. How surprised were you by Jeff Van Gundy becoming a member of the Celtics staff as a consultant?
Gobsmacked out of nowhere. I had no idea anything was in the works. I had no idea at all. I'm trying to remember any comparable situation. I can't. Where they went out and hired there's no title, but I guess consultant. Let's face it, it's what he is. That's the job I've always wanted. I'm looking. And by the way, if you're looking for a consultant, I'm available.
Right.
So anyway, I love it. Now let me talk about Jeff Van Gundy. When he was a broadcaster, I was on record a couple of years ago saying, please, Jeff, stick around. Don't go back to coaching. You are serving a greater public good by doing what you're doing than you would than just start working for one team. Because I thought he was terrific. And I thought that he got it and he got what a fan is looking for. And he brought it with a interesting perspective of a coach and a guy who just loves the game, but also can think like we think as a fan. I just think he said things that other commentators don't say. And there was the occasional sense of humor. Of course, there was the rapport he had with Mark Jackson, who I'm not a big fan of, but I was upset when he was let go first and then they finally did let Mark Jackson go as well. That whole thing, that's a whole other story. But anyway, I don't know him well, but I knew him a little bit and I love. I always just to try to say hello to him when they come in town. And now we're not going to be seeing him, apparently. You know, he declined to be interviewed, right? And he wants to stay in the background. That's fine. But I think it's a great resource for Brad and for anybody else and for Joe. Now, the first question that comes to mind, you know, let's face it, we can't help it. Should Joe be worried? That's a question you have to ask. And I ran it by somebody who knows these kind of things, and he doesn't think so. You know, doesn't know, but the thing is, you know, one of the reasons that ESPN apparently gave when they let Jeff Van Gundy go was that they were concerned that he wanted to go back to coaching. I think that's a phony excuse, frankly, that it was about money, I think. But he's 61, so he certainly could. And I don't know what he really wants, but I'm happy to have him in the program. I think this is a good move.
I think it's a terrific move. I thought that Sam Cassell was going to be that guy, but there's strength in numbers, and Sam has never been a head coach. So there's certainly nothing wrong with having Jeff Van Gundy on board. Look, it's just part of the deal, and Joe is going to have to get used to it. If you bring in a guy who is an established NBA coach, okay, and Jeff Van Gundy, the question is going to be asked, you know, and it's going to, and someone's going to ask Joe about it. Someone's going to ask him about it. And so far, we've seen Joe respond with humor. And he needs to do the same thing here. Because that's whether Jeff Van Gundy or Brad Stevens or Wick Grosbeck all say, no, he's just here. He's just here as an advisor. If things go south for some reason, I mean, it's just going to be a topic.
It would be a topic. And there's no question. It would be a hot topic. So right, Joseph, you know, this is Joe. You're in the big seat. They gave you the job. You're 30. Right. You have to understand that all the possible things that come along with the job, and now that the Jeff Van Gundy's in the fold, this is one of them. I don't know him, by the way. I've never met him, so I'm just following him from afar, and I do remember him in college. I mean, it's like I didn't know who he was, but I don't know him. Anyway. I think his comments somehow, if you read between the lines, are more assertive, a little relaxed this year, confident, which is to be expected, and it's what we wanted. So I'm looking for, you know, a bigger and better Joe Mazzulla this year.
Okay. Let's go to Brad Stevens. And one of the things I talked about with Jeff is when Brad Stevens was first named general manager, I thought that this was just a way to eat up some of the salary, re-steady the ship, figure out what was going on, because we all know when the Ime thing went down, it kind of threw everything off, right? Mazzulla got thrown into the fire. That was a year later. I'm sorry. I got my timeline confused. But there was a lot of things up in the air when Ime left. Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't so sure when Brad took this job if he would be around a long time. I thought he might go back to coaching. I thought it was a way maybe to eat up some of his salary, which is fine. I had no idea that he would become a general manager or executive of the year candidate, which he has done. I mean, he has by far exceeded my expectations. And quite frankly, I think he's done a brilliant job to the point now where they could win the whole damn thing. And that's saying something for a guy that had never done it before and came from college.
I was equally worried. Not worried. I was equally confused at all when he took the job about, you're so young still, and you're retiring from coaching. You're never going back to coaching. He didn't say he wouldn't ever. Did he? Did, but you know, but the implication was that this is the new chapter in my life, and this is where I'm heading, and which is the way it is now in year three. I still don't know. You know, we don't know. I mean, but he will be sought after. People will, you know. Once again, I'm telling you, the people in Bloomington, Indiana, they're forever hopeful. I guarantee you that they're lighting candles every day, hoping that, you know, that the native son's going to come rescue the mother ship there in the Hoosier state. But anyway, I think he has done a good job. One of the things that I'm starting to think more and more is that he learned something. He studied under Danny, and he studied Danny. And Danny was the most fearless general manager in the league, I used to say. And Brad has made a couple of, well, one very bold move, which is the Porzingis deal and letting Marcus Smart go. Holiday, hey, that was like, go for it. I mean, everybody saw there's no genius involved in going after Holiday. You know, I'm saying the one thing is you had to give up Robert Williams, but you know, you have to give something to get something.
But he got him. That's the thing, is you're right. Everybody, but there were, I mean, he wasn't the only guy that wanted him.
Yeah.
You know, so like you said, I mean, there's a risk here. You give up Williams. Nobody wanted to give up Williams. We understand that. But to me, Brad was sending the message that the time is now, fellas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh,
time is now.
I'm going to say it again. I said it already. That they should approach the season with utmost urgency, as if this is the last hurrah. They should go that way, that they want that championship, because and the blueprint was the last championship team, which was put together very much on the fly in the off season of 07, 08,
right.
06, 07, excuse me, in 07, 08, and got it done the first year. And then you saw what happened the next 2 years, when the next year where they were the best team in the league, better than they were the year before, KG got hurt. End of that story. The next year, they're in the finals with the Lakers. They're on the verge of winning. Perkins gets hurt. They lose in a disturbing game seven. And that was the end of it. And so, boys, just act as if this is the last hurrah. Yes. And that means everybody. Act with urgency. You have as talented a team as there is in the league. We can have an endless debate about whether the team's involved in that discussion. Certainly one of them is looming large, and that's the Bucks. But and you still got the Suns with their aging crew, and you got others, and you got the defending champion. You know, and it's supposed to be fun. They're getting no respect by people in Denver that they're a champion. People are acting like it was some kind of mistake, I think. And of course, I always respect Miami, and you saw what they did last year.
Sure.
So, but they are as talented, if not the most talented team in the league. But talent is only a start.
Yeah,
talent,
we know
necessary,
that.
Bob. It's necessary, but it isn't the whole story in any sport at any time. There's other things that go along with it. You have to utilize that talent properly. You have to do a lot of things. You have to show poise under pressure, which this team hasn't proven it can do, and it has to do it this year.
One of the items, as we wrap this up, Jeff mentioned, he said Brad likes being around his kids. And he has a son going to college now. And I do remember, because our sons are about the same age, I used to see him at youth basketball games. You know,
Here's the story. I've talked to Brad about this. And one of the motivating factors in leaving coaching and going to what he's doing is family and his awareness of family. And he told me that his son, Brady, who is has already accepted it, he's going to Notre Dame as a walk-on, that Mike Bray's taking him in as a walk-on. He's a good player at Wellesley High, not a great player, not a great prospect, but he's a good player from what I gather. He said, I saw Brady play twice when he was a freshman, and I saw him 16 times last year. That's it in a nutshell, folks.
Right.
Brad Stevens is a family man, and Brad Stevens wanted to live. It was about lifestyle. It wasn't about he hated coaching or didn't like coaching as much. It's about lifestyle, which of course would you wonder down the road once the kid's out of college and he's barely 50 years old, what's going to have an end? But let's not worry about that now. Let's focus on this.
Yeah, you're right. But he's so back in coaching, and hopefully his wife doesn't take offense. a couple of topics that you've been big on, a couple of players in Wembanyama and Holmgren. Newbies, you're still concerned about the body type?
Body type, that, you know, Holmgren particularly, he's listed at 7'1 or 7 foot one, 195. This would put him in the category of the if he's any good, and he is the best skinny player in the all time, you know. This is not a body built for the NBA, and in theory. So he's going to have to show we skeptics, and I'm not a cynic here. I'm a skeptic. I'm rooting for the kid, okay? I want him to succeed. I like his range of skills. I like what I see. But I just hope that he can find a way to survive in that league with that body. And Wembanyama, it's the same thing. I'm just so excited as a basketball fan about him. Count me in, folks. I'm on the bandwagon. When I saw that game the other night, some of the stuff he did, and he said, who is he? To anybody that hasn't seen him, I think that the best description I can come up with is he is a bigger version of Giannis. He has a range of skill of Giannis, better three-point shooter apparently already, with the same type of ball handling skills and court vision, even better maybe. I want to hesitate to say a bigger parentheses, better question mark, close parentheses, version of Giannis. That's what he could be. And that, folks, is frightening because Giannis is a monster.
What about Durant? Are they comparable at all?
It's a little different. I don't like it. It's, you know what I always thought Durant was, and I'll stick with it. I always thought Durant was a combination of the Iceman and Bob McAdoo.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
And I'll stick with that. Now, that may not mean anything to some of our younger followers here, but Bob McAdoo was a great range. He didn't have 3-point range, but a great shooter. And an Iceman invented things on the fly. Iceman had, you know, inventive scoring capacity, scoring genes, you know. And I thought that and he could go to the hoop, but I just Giannis's I thought was a combination. I mean, Durant was a combination of those two. So he's not as big. You know, he's only 6'10". You know, these other guys are 7 foot. And one by Giannis case, apparently he's either 7'3" or 7'4", depending on who you believe.
I love going back to the old Braves, Bob, the old Buffalo Braves, Matt Candu.
Yeah.
Now, this brought up in our pre-show conversation, it brought up an interesting topic. Greg Popovich, who, you know, you mentioned, I mean, this guy said that he was done when the big fundamental was done, when Duncan was done.
Yep.
And would you say 26 seasons?
He was the GM and he fired Bob Hill after, I think I looked it up yesterday. Hill was like 12-22 in the 06-07 season. And he appointed himself. He's still there.
I know.
He's still there, folks. And he's over 70 now and has got a white beard and a white mustache and white hair and all that. But he's feisty as hell. He's still the same wise ass guy. He's a wise ass, frankly, and a smart one. But he is, you know, he always acts as if he's smarter than you, whoever you are, you know.
Right.
And guess what? He's got 5 rings that he's earned. So, you know, okay. But he is an ideal coach. He has seen it all. He's coached genius. He's coached crap. He knows and he's a perfect coach for this kid. And now I don't know how much talent is surrounding him. I mean, this Spurs team could easily get into the Federal Witness Protection basketball program, you know, and fool everybody. I don't know half these guys. I'll be honest to God, you know, I got to really study, but I'm going to be, but guess what, folks? They are now appointment television. And I don't, I haven't checked the national schedule to see actually how much they have, you know, they're always going to be available on NBA TV, you know that, but I mean, nationally, I don't know how much they've been scheduled. I could check, but believe me, you're going to want to see this kid play. If you love basketball, you're just going to want to see him play.
And this is the only head coaching job Pop has had, right? Was he a head coach in college?
No. Oh yeah. At Pomona Pitzer, Division 3.
Of course.
I first met him when he was an assistant with Don Nelson at Runyon's in New York City over a beer or two. And then I knew him.
Two?
The start. It was okay. The start of the evening. And I met him at long. And so anyway, I met him. But yeah, his previous head coaching experience was Division 3. And, you know, he's an Air Force Academy grad, you know that. And he did not have a professional basketball playing career. And he was in the service and he did his 4 years. And of course, one of the great things I've always hoped. There's that vague and distant rumor that he was a spy. Don't you want to believe that?
Oh, totally.
Ah, you so much want to believe that. If you ever, I hope he spills the, I hope it's true. And I hope he does memoirs as a memoir.
That'd be terrific. I could see him fitting in with Nelly. Nelly was a bit of a.
Oh, he worked for Nelly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Nelly marched to his own beat.
Oh, Nelly was, and as a coach, he was in. Oh yeah. I mean, talking about ahead of his time, we laughed at the time. He instructed Manute Bol to learn to shoot threes.
Right.
He had Manute Bol shooting threes over 25 years ago. And we laughed at the time. Guess what, folks? Talk about seeing the future. Huh. So we wished. Now he's still hanging out there in Maui. His property survived. They weren't touched by the fires. And he famously took people into his place. So Nelly's still going strong.
So Nelly, I'm going on by memory here. Golden State, then the Knicks.
Yes. And the Knicks.
He got to the conference finals. He never won
Knicks
it, right?
Thing didn't work out. And then Dallas.
Dallas.
And that's where he had a good chance. The Knicks thing was a mistake. He was coming off a medical issue.
And right.
I remember going down to see him when he was there. And the whole thing was off, and you knew. And I didn't have the spot in his life to say, no, this is a bad thing to do. You know, I wasn't, but I wish I had. You know, I wish I were in a position. Anyway, he got out of it. You know, it was a mistake, and he knew it, and it happened, and he got out of it, and then he went on, and he had a great, you know, he had a real good chance in Dallas.
Was there one, as we wrap it up, a Nelly story? There was one player who said Don Nelson gave him fits, right? When he, what oh, was it?
I'm not sure. I mean, this one, I don't know where you're going with that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just remember someone
saying, I always hated playing against Don Nelson. And I would say, really?
Maybe you're talking about Tommy Heinsohn. And that's who recommended that Red sign him.
That's the guy. Yeah, Tommy. Tommy said that.
He said, "We don't. You know, I don't like playing against this guy. He you know, I don't say it's the only reason Red signed him, but Tommy did stick up and lobby to sign Don Nelson, with whom they had been released. They signed him for like $100 or $1,000 or something. You know that they and now number's 19's up in the rafters." Yes, that's what you're thinking about. Tommy Heinsohn endorsed that guy that he was playing against the Lakers. Yes.
Because you want to talk a guy, I mean, not exactly an NBA body.
No, he wasn't ripped, you know, and he moved at his pace. But he found a way to participate in a fast break offense by being the trailer jumper. How many trailer jumpers he made. And I'll tell you what, he was a clutch shooter. He was the guy, I always say, in those days, when the lead's down, you're up by 10, suddenly the lead's 2, you call timeout. We got to get a basket here. They would run a play, not for Havlicek, not for JoJo, not for Cowens, but for Nelly. In those circumstances, Nelly was called. It was the 14 play, and they were called for Nelly, and Nelly would hit that jumper and stop the bleeding. And here's one for people to ponder. And in 1974-75, the 34 going on 35, his birthday is, May 14. He was born May 14, 1940. So the 34 going on 35, Don Nelson led the NBA in field goal percentage at about 54%. And 90% of that 54% were foul line jumpers.
Yes. And,
including a 10-for-10 playoff game against Buffalo in 1 year.
It was almost one-handed too, right?
It was a shot put. It looked like a shot put. And that was his free throw shooting. It was like a shot put kind of thing. But he was a very good 3-point shooter. And of course, then he had the up fake, the greatest up fake ever, which was aided by the stickum that he used until he got caught with the stickum, and it hit that stickum all over his body. And the New York Post once did a pictorial essay about watching Don Nelson hiding his stickum around, and it was great.
That's good stuff, Bob. As always, a pleasure. We'll get you and Goodman get back together.
Well,
next week
we can coordinate our schedules. Jeff, folks, this is why Jeff Goodman is such a treasure. He's everywhere.
He is.
Of basketball. He knows everybody.
He is. I said, what can you do this week? He goes, Sunday morning. I said, okay, I'll skip mass. All right, Bob, be good.
Okay, see you, Jeff. I'll see you.
Mom. All right, Bob Ryan, brought to you by FanDuel, the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.